Being for Others blog, number 57. We Achieve What We Want, 14 July 2020. We have shared some heavy discussions. Here are outrageous exaggerations and oversimplifications that take a lighter look, just for the fun of it. Sometimes wise things are said in jest. A Few Undefined Dogmas. Public demonstrations look like requests for other people to do something. I am a peace activist who does not protest or demonstrate. It is more inviting to radiate. Printing money does not create wealth. It inflates the numbers we attach to existing resources. Laws do not change who we are. They reflect who we are. Happiness is not established by legislation telling people to be nice. Autocracy is compulsion, not governing. People must be led, not driven. Flat tax can succeed when there is flat income. The aged and disabled require appropriate occupation that sustains a healthy sense of self-worth. If you are supported by the common fund, you owe your strength to the common cause. Nobody is idle, including the rich. For instance, A. Article 26 asks society to educate all people to their maximum potential. This is the principle underlying needs-blind admissions policies. Society is capable of universal free education, with or without government in the mix. Pick your method, so long as education comes by aptitude, not wealth. B. Instead of outlawing underpaid jobs, create better-paying ones so that nobody will be left to fill substandard positions. Minimum wage rises without adding more laws. When the public expects cooperation, we will find more constructive motivation than name and shame. The private market will express our humanity. C. A happy populace with high productivity depends on universal public health care. Active prevention and health maintenance are necessary at the individual and group levels. Sample approaches implement what will work. Fair taxation is not measured in percentage of income. It is measured by how much every person has left after paying the tax. You may tax me down to any take-home pay you choose, so long as you tax yourself down to the same level. That is what we mean by the phrase, "We are all in this together." My children deserve the same education given to your children. There are many paths to a successful mix. In my family, education has been funded by scholarships, not taxation. President Kennedy taught that a government big enough to give you all you want is big enough to take all you have. That is a welcome ideal that I am eager to implement. Business people know very well that we do not get all we want unless we give it everything we have. Taxation and vouchers can be used to distribute resources, leaving nobody out. If our country is not sophisticated enough to organize that through the government, we must do it privately by uniting our humanity and voluntarily doing what is necessary. There will always be decisions that look bad in hindsight. That just proves that we are learning how to do better. The school supplement works on health care as an example ingredient of happiness. Perhaps my favorite soapbox is support for universal health care. The topic often raises ire, much to my dismay. If people would only see what I observe about human well-being, they would join me in assuring wellness conditioning for everybody. There is no logic to support keeping people sick. Closer examination reveals conditions where there can be differences. For some reason, there are knowledgeable people who do not choose to deliver universal health care in the same way as I would. They think they are fully logical. Note that the above paragraph is not about health care. It is about delivery systems. There can be differences even when everybody agrees that health is a good thing. Indeed, I think we agree universally that anyone who can make the world healthier is obligated to do so because it makes everybody, including that person, happier. I am sure that I could find a reason that every person in the world would rather be healthy. Now I am talking about two different happinesses. One is to share good health. The other is to arrive there together. We can have both. The most extreme case, if you will not budge from a strong position, is for me to say, okay, let's do it your way, making absolutely sure that we get there. I can be perfectly happy working for the common goal even if we are not doing it my way. I value the goal, not the way we get there. Referring to humans' needs, all of them fall in the class of benefits that cannot morally be withheld over differences in persons or methods. All humans inherently sit at the table as a family.